Hi, and welcome to Deliberate and Doing It Afraid. My name is Jamila Reddy, and this is a podcast about the journey towards my dreams and the lessons that come from it. Thanks for being here. Today, I want to talk about transitions. So we are collectively in one of the biggest transitional periods that we've probably ever experienced in our lifetime. I know for me, this moment feels like a major shift. It feels like a cosmic, universal unfolding of something grand and mysterious. And there's this idea that before an animal dies, it screams out and it writhes and it sort of grasps for its last breaths. And I think of what is happening in our world today as these kind of dying moments of old systems and old ways of relating, old thought patterns. I feel like there's a massive cleansing happening, spiritual cleansing, an awakening of consciousness as we are compelled to engage with each other and with the environment in a different way. And so I just want to talk about transitions because I know that they're challenging to navigate and there can be a lot of inner turmoil that comes along with transitions. They can be really heavy and really hard. And though, you know, the in-between spaces usually lead us to a place of greater understanding about who we are and about other people, they can often be really rocky territory. And so I'm defining transitions as these in-between spaces, the kind of road between point A and point B. So some of the transitions that I've experienced in the last year are moving from place to place. I moved from my hometown to Washington, D.C. I moved from Washington, D.C. to New York. I moved from New York to Los Angeles for grad school. I moved out of Los Angeles and back to New York, but with a partner this time. So I feel like for the last, honestly, probably my entire life, I have been in some phase of transition, whether that in-between moment is happening externally. So I'm literally moving somewhere or I'm exiting or entering a relationship or a new role, a new job, a new home. But there's also the inner transitions, these kind of spiritual evolutions that happen internally that kind of change the entire landscape, my inner landscape. So let's dig in. One of the most challenging aspects of transitions is staying grounded and rooted in yourself while everything is up in the air. When I think about life transitions, I often picture myself kind of like Alice from Alice in Wonderland, but you know, black and queer. Alice is tumbling down this rabbit hole and there's, you know, things swirling all around her as she descends into this new world. And I feel like that is what transitions feel like to me. And the most challenging part about falling is kind of not panicking as you fall, is about saying, wow, okay, this is new and this is scary, but I'm kind of curious about what is on the other side. And so staying connected to my conscious self and not slipping into these old patterns of thought patterns of death and destruction are on the way. And because everybody's home, you might hear my niece outside singing, exercising her throat chakra. So I want to talk about some of the ways that we can navigate moments of transition. How do we respond to the challenge of feeling like everything around us is uncertain and new territory? So one of the ways that I navigate major transitions is to have a daily routine, is to have something that I do every single day that no matter where I am or who I am honoring this practice. And for me, this practice is doing morning pages, Even though there are some moments, I've been doing morning pages for about 3 years, and there are some times that I don't do my pages, whether I'm sick or I'm traveling or I'm tired, or some days I just don't feel like it. But for the most part, I've been consistently doing morning pages now for at least the entirety of January. I mean, the entirety of 2020. And so morning pages is kind of a way that I check in with myself. It's therapy with myself. It's how I'm able to ask myself questions and dig into what is happening in my mind. And I get so many questions about morning pages, and it will definitely be its own episode. And I'm really excited to bring in some people who I know do the practice and can speak about how it's impacted their life. But for me, I feel like it is, I think of it as transcribing my thoughts. It's not really journaling or writing. I'm not trying to be eloquent. I'm not following any prompts. I am simply listening to what is happening in my mind and being the transcriber. I'm just writing down what I hear. And sometimes if I don't hear anything, I'm just writing down what I notice. And so it's a really beautiful way for me to observe myself and notice when I'm hurting or when something is irritating me or when there's something that I need to work through and process. It helps me see it so that it's not just this invisible thing that's floating around in my brain, but I'm externalizing it and I'm able to get some distance from it and see it on the page and relate to it from a little bit more of an objective place. I get to literally be the observer to myself. Another way that I navigate moments of transition is by giving myself permission to feel my feelings. Transitions are hard and scary and dark and lonely and strange and comedic. And there are so many waves of emotions to ride during transitions. And so one of the nicest things I can do for myself is to just give myself permission to feel my feelings. Don't judge myself if I just moved for, you know, the love of my life and suddenly I'm thrust into depression. It's like, I don't need to have the judgment about the experience or the feeling. I just need to say, okay, this is what I'm feeling right now. And so one of the ways that I give myself permission to feel my feelings is whenever I'm experiencing an emotion that I feel like is challenging, anxiety or grief or loneliness, for example. And just disclaimer, I don't believe in negative emotions. There's only a negative response to an emotion that is neutral. End disclaimer. Whenever I feel a quote unquote negative emotion or an emotion that feels hard to deal with, I breathe. As soon as I notice, wow, I'm feeling insert emotion, I bring my full attention to my breath and inhale, because I know that my breath is kind of like blowing that emotion through me. It's like water. With every inhale, I create some movement for that emotion to pass through me so that the emotion is not tied to a mental story, that I can just be feeling the emotion in the moment without also attaching a mental narrative to whatever it is I'm feeling. And finally, the third way that I respond to moments of transition is to stay connected to community. I find that community is kind of a landing place for me emotionally. And no matter where I am in life, there are some people who are touch points. They remind me who I am and they've seen me evolve. And so they're able to reflect me back to myself and remind me of who I am and who I've been. And it's just so crucial to me to stay connected to my friends when I'm going through these moments of transition. It can be comforting. It can be reassuring. I mean, they say that, and I don't remember where I read this, and I should probably fact check myself because I say this statistic all the time. And another disclaimer, I'm not sure of its validity, but it resonates, so I'm going to share it, is that there's some theory that after death, grief is the second most emotionally, not grief, transitions, moving homes is one of the most grief-inducing experiences that a human being can have after death. And I don't know if that's true, but it definitely feels like whenever I move, whether I'm moving from home to home, city to city, or person to person, right? Self to self, version of me to another version of me. There's so much grief that comes up. And in the midst of that grief, my community is where I'm able to find moments of ease and moments of presence and moments of laughter and moments of joy. And so they are essential to my healing in so many ways, but especially when I feel like everything around me is crumbling or everything around me is not certain. There are a couple of people that I know are in it with me for the long run, and they help me keep going. So I want to briefly talk about working during transitions. And I'm not just talking about, you know, going to your job or showing up for the duties that help you pay your bills, but I'm talking about any kind of work, putting forth any sort of generating any kind of content or art, if you're a creative person, or leading, if you are a leader or light worker. Is a moment of transition a good time to work, or is it a time to take off and just allow yourself to be in the transition? Well, I would say only you know the answer to that. And I tend to fall somewhere in between. I feel like there are some transitions where I couldn't possibly do a single bit of work because I'm exhausted and overwhelmed by what is happening. And then there are other moments of transition where I feel like energized and curious and playful and like a child, you know, just having entered a new world. And in those moments, I just ride the wave of what is. And if I'm feeling called to create and to offer and to be in community with people that I'm serving, then I do that. But if my body says no, if my body says rest, if my brain says I don't have it to give, then I don't try to push past my truth to for what? To prove something to somebody, to prove to myself that I'm strong. I just don't. I have learned to surrender to whatever it is I'm experiencing and not try to manipulate the experience if that's not what's going on inside. If I'm not feeling it, I don't need to pretend that I'm feeling it. I don't need to push through not feeling it all the time. Sometimes it's okay for me to just say, you know what, not today, not tomorrow, not the next week, and not this month. And that's all right. You've got to be able to check in with yourself and know when it feels aligned with your greatest good and the greatest good of all for you to be working, and when working would be self-sabotage to your greatest good and the greatest good of all. Just be discerning and make that decision based on your intuition and your wisdom. So before we go, and I sincerely hope that this is useful, this is my first go at this, and so I'm giving myself permission to explore this process, and I'm so grateful for you all being along for the ride. I want to end each episode with a practical tool that you can take with you to apply starting today, as soon as you end this episode, something that you can do to help you navigate what we've talked about in your own life. So one practical tool that I will leave you with for moments of transition is to record yourself. Document your experience, whatever that looks like to you, whether it's a journal, whether it's in a photo, whether it's a list with a feeling that you feel every day. Find a way to record outside of yourself what is going on with you. And I want you to be curious about this process and approach it with a playful spirit. It's not so that you have homework. It's that you want to be able to feel like you're a kind of scientist to your own experience. I love to think of myself as a studier of my own life, as the expert on my own life, and like I'm investigating my own behavior. And I might just be a nerd, but I find it to be really fun to kind of watch myself grow and evolve and shapeshift. I'm fascinated by the process of human evolution. And so I encourage you to get curious about yourself and to study yourself like a scientist and imagine, you know, somebody in the distant, distant future finding your time capsule of yourself, and they were able to see, to track day by day how you progressed from point A to point B. And so, yeah, however you take that, give it a try. I would love to hear how it goes for you. Feel free to reach out to me. Hit me up on Instagram at Jamila Reddy. That's JamilaReddy. Shoot me an email. It's my name at Gmail. And yeah, I hope that you all enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next week.